The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Wow, I was really close to the mic right there. Sorry about that. Informative, local, dependable. It is Pep Talk, 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3. I am filling in for Meg this week. Happy holidays to everyone. I hope everyone is surviving Christmas. I know I can feel the Christmas spirit still. You know, I can feel it in my bones, in my joints, in my muscles, right here in the center of my forehead ever since like Wednesday afternoon. I'm sitting here with Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture and Wellness, yes, of Pensacola. Yep. Go to awpensacola.com for more information, 850-530-1028. I'll be saying that a lot. 530-1028 for Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Rebecca, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How was your Christmas?
It was great. I was just talking about how I traveled back on Christmas from seeing family. So I didn't get that headache and stress, because I see now that all of the travel plans and everything are crazy.
Yeah, the cancellation. When you see the cancellation clock get above three digits, you're not good. So you travel on the day of Christmas.
Yes. Hmm. So my family celebrates usually like Christmas Eve and everything.
Before.
We get together, you know, a week before and everything. So
That's awesome. So
yeah, there's that family stress and that travel, and we see that a lot at the clinic for sure. We see those headaches, we see the burnout, we see just insomnia, people just not able to function normally. Mm-hmm. And then also a lot of that stress precipitates flare-ups of other issues that people may have, such as chronic pain or neuropathy. Mm. Just a myriad of things that we see. The holidays seem to just increase everything.
Right. And you mentioned insomnia there, which sleep is just such a big part of wellness nowadays.
Yes.
And I think people are really starting to pay attention to their sleep patterns. I know I am. And when I don't get a good night's rest, it affects every single part of my life.
Yeah. And especially as we get older, and I'm meaning by older, like even in your 30s and 40s, you notice you just can't recover as fast. And then if you're also dealing with something chronic or some kind of pain or chronic stress, you know, that one less hour of sleep or chronically having to get up, you know, two or three times a night I see a lot of people that can fall asleep pretty easily, or they use something to fall asleep, but they just can't stay asleep.
Right.
And so all of that just makes just life worse.
It really does.
Yeah.
You wake up feeling just like you're not even yourself, and everything is just disorienting. And my wife is like that. She'll fall asleep, man. She'll be out like a light, but two or three hours later, she's up, and then it's that for the rest of the morning.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And it can be a whole bunch of different, you know, other things that can cause that. Of course, you know, a lot of us are on the phone, or we're watching TV, or we're watching news before we go to sleep, and it's just all these different things can just start to just build up, and then you know, again, it causes everything to be so much worse. We're walking around in a brain fog. We don't eat as well.
Right.
You know, it just makes everything, you know, that much worse.
I always feel like when I don't get a good night's rest, I always feel kind of bloated and just out of shape, and just everything. I just look horrible and feel horrible. It's not a good time. But I use things like, you know, massage and meditation and deep breathing and concentrating on my breathing.
Yep.
But my wife has been saying for years that she wants to do acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, ooh, I don't know about them putting needles in me and things like that. But everything we've seen on it, and she's ready. She's about ready to call you. I've been talking to her all week about it. But this Christmas, I think, finally Like this was it. Like she's going to need some help from this. So tell us about acupuncture a little bit for people who might be a little apprehensive. Tell us about the benefits, because I mean, this is, you know, neuropathy and chronic pain. And like you said, insomnia, all these things can be treated with just, you know, just a little tap. So tell us how that works.
Yeah. So acupuncture, I mean, it's been around for about 3,000 years. And of course it's developed over the years as well, because in the beginning they used like stone and bone and stuff for needles. And of course that's kind of scary. And then a lot of people think of needles from the hospital, which are thicker, bigger. They stay in for long periods of time, or they hurt. But these are very thin, specifically placed needles. And most of them you do not even feel. And I know that's hard for people to think, but they're almost like whisker like size.
Right.
So they're placed in specific areas, and depending on what you come in for. So if somebody comes in for low back pain, that has been suffering from it for 5 years, has had surgery, I'm going to treat them different than somebody that has had more of an acute low back pain. So there's going to be some different points. And that's just, you know, knowing that stuff is experienced. And then also we're also go to school in Florida for it's about a 3.5-4 year program. So you want to place the needles in specific areas, and it's an individualized treatment. Like I said, somebody that's coming in for low back pain and the next person that's coming in for low back pain, I'm not going to treat them exactly the same way.
That's good, because one size, especially when it comes to things like this, does not fit all.
Right, it really does not.
If you're having some chronic pain, if you're having maybe acute pain in your back or anywhere in your body, if this Christmas has just taken its toll on you, let us know about it. 437-1620. Send us your text. You can give us a call. I've got Rebecca Gibbons in the studio. She is an RN and an acupuncturist, doctor of Oriental medicine. Wow, that's cool. And you've been in practice for over 20 years doing this.
Yes. Well, I have been in practice with acupuncture for about 10, and then an RN for over 18 years.
Nice.
Yep. So altogether, I like to incorporate the Western medicine and Eastern medicine together. So a lot of my patients have gone to numerous, you know, gone the Western route. And then so I can see and read the labs and, you know, read the MRIs and all this other stuff. And so that can help me also see the bigger picture and be able to treat the patient maybe in a more specific way than other practitioners do. A lot of patients also, you know, they'll get injections and that doesn't work for them, or surgery. And sometimes it's just, that's more putting a Band-Aid on it. And acupuncture, going back to, you know, how it works, we want to get more to the root of the problem. So it may not be a one-time treatment and you're fixed. May be a few treatments before we really start to see a change. And that's just helping the body to heal itself, because we're constantly, you know, fighting off viruses, we're constantly fighting off inflammation and everything. So basically we're trying to support the body in healing itself.
Okay, we have some texts coming in. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any thoughts, questions about acupuncture. awpensacola.com is the website. 530-1028. We have a texter here said, my sister is a big fan of acupuncture, so he's thinking about giving it a try himself. If he comes in, what is the first appointment like?
So the first appointment is consultation. So we go over all of your questions. I go over your patient health history. And it's basically so I can tell you what the plan would be. So there's no surprises. You know, we go over pricing, insurance, how long you've had this issue, what the process may be. And it's a little different for everybody on how many treatments and how long the treatments will be. And I can be a little bit more specific on that, because like I said, I can't, you know, diagnose over the phone, or I can't. But when I meet you in person, I can tell you a better idea of what the process is. So that'll be about 30 minutes. And then if you are wanting to continue and start treatment right away, we can get you in that day as well.
Are there x-rays or MRIs or anything like that involved?
Nope. A lot of times, if you do have x-rays or MRIs that have recently been done, then you can bring those in. I can look at them, or even labs. Because, you know, we also work with a lot of people that have like hormonal issues that maybe may cause migraines or may cause infertility, or just maybe like an autoimmune disease as well. So labs are also a good thing to bring in. And if not, you know, we can talk about what are the next steps to go get that information.
Okay. 437-1620. Another text just came in. This is a great question because I know my mom has struggled with this for years. I remember it when I was a kid, especially when she got home from work. She had like that iron jaw, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I notice it now as an adult. I clench my teeth.
Yes.
This texter wanted to know, can acupuncture help with teeth clenching?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that probably causes headaches because that's what it does to me. I realize I've got a bad headache. Oh, I've been clenching my jaw.
TMJ and teeth clenching and the stress that, you know, usually precipitates it is huge because so the clenching of the teeth can cause, of course, the wearing away of the teeth and then tooth pain, which we can also help with. And it helps. I mean, there are extensive surgeries that people have to do because over time with TMJ and the pain and the eye pain and migraines and headaches, and it can even go around, I've seen it, to where it affects the neck because then you're holding the neck and the head differently because of the clenching of the teeth. It's just, it kind of snowballs. Mm-hmm. So yes, definitely. Because then we're also not just treating the clenching of the teeth, but we're also treating the stress that is typically behind that. Because we're calming down the nervous system in the body. We're kind of recalibrating it.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. 437-1620, get your calls and texts in before it's too late. I've got Rebecca Gibbons in the studio. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Go to awpensacola.com for more information. 530-1028. You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pep Talk. I am your happy fill-in host this week, Jake Walker. Thanks for joining us. One thing I wanted to touch on is the taking the Eastern medicine and the Western technology and the way we do medicine in the West and marrying those two together, because I think that's just a great approach, because a lot of people will say, well, I'm going to try this and see if that works, and if that doesn't, I'm going to go to this. But you're like, I'm going to take a little bit from here, I'm going to take the good stuff from here, and I'm going to take it and put it together. So tell us about, you said 3,000 years. So in the East, in the Eastern medicine, this has been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
People have relied on this, and then you take that with our new technology, right?
Yeah, because I believe that, you know, just my kind of mission and theory is that if we're working together, I mean, when we have this technology, which we can use for good or bad, you know, and we can use that to better understand the body. And, you know, with all this knowledge of Chinese medicine and then incorporating it with all these tests, we can see what works and what doesn't instead of just throwing darts at a wall and hoping that it works. So I really like, you know, incorporating both and working with, you know, medical doctors or physical therapists or chiropractors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of patients will ask me, okay, well, I'm doing physical therapy or I'm doing chiropractic or I'm doing massage, or should I stop my medicines and all this other stuff? But no, you know, we all want to work together. I think that was a big thing that was difficult for me with being an RN in the hospitals, is that we started looking at people as body parts. Okay, they're a broken arm. Okay, they're an inflamed gallbladder. Okay, they've got a head trauma.
Right.
Instead, you know, the body doesn't work that way. The body doesn't work separately. It has to work all together. So when we're looking at the bigger pictures of things, yes, you come in for back pain. Yes, we want to treat that back pain, but we also want to look at the other factors that are causing this. And that also looks at, you know, emotional stress as well, because that will cause it. But then we're also looking at the structural parts of the body.
Right. Just like when you hear about people that, you know, maybe have a chronic disease or they have something that's really crippling them, and just the you know, the attitude and the focus on their mental health during that time can actually make them heal much faster than someone who's just, you know, sitting in a room, like you said, being treated like a, you know, like a car that came in. Oh, this one's a broken muffler. This is a, you know,
we got to change the oil, you know, and sometimes I use that as an analogy because people can understand that a little bit better, especially car people. They understand if you don't change the oil, everything else is just going to it won't work.
Right.
You know, if you have a flat tire, you really can't use the car. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, but at the same time, we have to look at all the other parts. And mental health is a huge thing, because your mind and your brain are kind of the mainframe of your body, and you're going to choose different behaviors for your body if you are in a better mental state. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to benefit anything if you are suffering from anything chronic.
Right. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions for Rebecca Gibbons. She is from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, awpensacola.com. I want some root beer now. awpensacola.com, 850-530-1028. Shows how old I am. All right, so we're talking about acupuncture, and when you said we kind of do things sometimes to compensate for the stress mm-hmm. that we're under. I know that when I'm under stress, I don't breathe.
Yes.
I kind of hold my breath, and then I take shallow breaths. And then before I know it, I think I'm going to pass out because I'm really, really lightheaded
yeah.
and I'm not breathing well. Let's talk about oxygen and how important that is in calming ourselves mm-hmm. and just in, you know, stimulating like stem cell growth and things like that.
Yeah.
And I want to mention reboot therapy. Let's talk about that. That's something special for you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the reboot therapy helps with, again, you know, a big thing is calming the nervous system.
Right.
So if the nervous system is in that parasympathetic or calm mode, you will breathe deeper. So when people are breathing, you know, we're in that fight or flight, and we're only meant to stay in that fight or flight for a few minutes.
Oh, you know, man, I live there.
Yes. Most of America lives in fight or flight. And that's just because we've gotten used to it. And then our body can hold up for so long for, you know, in that fight or flight. But when we aren't able to, I call it Buddha breathe, you know, breathe into the belly, and that parasympathetic or that calming breath allows you everything to work. So you'll notice, like, if you're especially, I get a lot of women with this too, because they're very stressed, you know, you get digestive disorders from it, because if you're not breathing correctly and calming the, you know, you can't go to the bathroom correctly.
Right.
You know, it affects every single system. And then of course, with the breathing, if you are on stress all the time, your blood pressure goes up, and after a while your blood vessels will start to harden. And it's just, it's just, again, a snowball effect. So the breathing is very important. And, you know, with our treatments, it helps to remind the body, hey, this is how you're supposed to go. This is how you're supposed to function. And so we can't take away the stress of everyday life, but we can help to reprogram the body and how it can respond to the stresses of life. And then a lot of times, a lot of our patients start to, it's interesting, a lot of them like, yeah, I changed jobs, or I started doing this, you know, after like 2 or 3 months we see them, they're like, yeah, I let go of this boyfriend, or I stopped doing this, or I started eating this way, or I started going to bed at 10. And it's just like these little changes that start adding up that make a big deal.
Right. And it's a new year, so it's
yes.
time to kind of start thinking about that. I love the little changes that add up to you know, a big difference in the end. I love that. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have texts or questions, you can call us with those as well. You can talk to us here live on the radio. awpensacola.com is the website for Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, 850-530-1028. I got Rebecca Gibbons in here. Resonance biotherapy using electrical currents. I want to talk about this because I know like red light therapy is really big right now. And there's all kinds of, like we said, this Western technology. So tell us a little bit real quick about the resonance, because it's non-invasive, right?
No, it's a lot of people are like, oh, is this a TENS machine? Because it's like the pads that
I remember
you place.
Those, yeah.
And so what it does, allows, going back to your biology class, if you look at like a cell and it has like the gas tank, it's the mitochondria, it produces. So mitochondria produces ATP, and the ATP allows the cell to fire strong and correct signals. Because a lot of times, like nerve cells, they may be a little damaged. A lot of our cells, especially as we age, can become, oh, they're just working at about 50%. So this helps to, and we'll typically do this during acupuncture, but we can also do it, you know, I do treat kids too that are terrified of needles. So we also use this on children, but it just helps again to reprogram the nervous system. So everything's firing in a more functional way instead of being, you know, dysfunctional. It's kind of like a dysfunctional wire circuit, you know, where it's kind of going off. And but this also helps. And a lot of times it calms the nervous system down, but it also helps with pain and inflammation, and also digestive disorders we'll use it for too.
Yeah, you've always heard your mom or your dad say, well, I'm going to give myself an ulcer, or you're going to give me an ulcer. It's possible. I mean, it really is. We've seen, especially here lately, how, you know, you can put stress on your body and it comes out in a physical, you know, manifestation somewhere in your body.
Yep. Your body holds on to a lot of things, and it remembers, especially it musculoskeletal things, you know, a lot of pain and everything. And sometimes patients will just think of something or there'll be a stress and then all of a sudden, and it's like we kind of become disconnected from our body because our brain is in our mind are thinking so many things, and then we don't realize why this is hurting or this is not working. And it helps to, okay, oh, this is why, because I keep on doing this over and over again, or, you know, it just brings it all into perspective again.
You mentioned earlier, you said that phrase, calming the nervous system. Mm-hmm. I think especially now from, you know, watching TV, you know, all Christmas long and the football games and the ads and being online, especially with these short little reels that are so flashy, it seems like there's just a ton of stimulation out there.
Yeah.
And it's all short and like a blast.
Yeah.
And that can't be good to just all day, bam, 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 bam. And you're, you know, I find myself, like I said, shallow breathing. I feel like my shoulders go up and my neck stays tense all the time. Mm-hmm. So I get home and I'm like, why am I like this? And it's just because, and I want everybody to do this right now. It's the first time I've ever done this on the radio, but everybody that's listening right now, just take a deep breath in through your nose. No, that was shallow for me. And then out through the mouth. Christmas is over. The gifts have been bought. The returns have probably already been made. The food has been eaten. The refrigerator needs to be cleaned out. But don't worry about that right now. Just everybody just breathe. But what was I talking about before I did that?
Yeah, because I even noticed this, the short reels. And then we get
stimulation.
We get bored with anything over 5 minutes. It's like squirrel.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, I noticed that too. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm training my brain to like only pay attention for 2 minutes or 1 minute or 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And all of that is just, and then of course you bring in family or friends or, you know, people that you may have to be nice to that you don't want to be nice to. And it's just like a constant thing. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's subconscious too. You see somebody and you don't realize, like you said, your body remembers all this trauma and all this stuff. And you're like, why do I feel this way? Why is my body saying, run, run? You know, so calming the nervous system. That's what acupuncture can help you with. Rebecca Gibbons is my guest this morning. 850-530-1028 for Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. awpensacola.com. This stuff is just really fascinating to me. And I'm definitely going to get my wife signed up as soon as possible. If you have any texts, 437-1620. Insurance, does insurance cover any of this?
So we are out of network with most insurances. And we can talk about that too when you come in. But I'll just kind of give you a little blurb about it. But we provide paperwork for you to provide to your own insurance so they will reimburse you back. But typically, we are out of pocket. But if you, we also give you questions to ask the insurance companies because sometimes they can give you a runaround because sometimes when we call, it's one story. And then when you call, it's a different story. And then when you go to file, it's like, So what we do, we go over that specifically too in the consultation. But we are typically out of pocket. So, but we can provide any type of paperwork or notes or anything to help get you reimbursed.
Because the wording and the classification codes, sometimes you just tweak them just a tad, then it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay, then, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's worth it no matter what. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like going to your favorite restaurant and getting that meal that just makes you feel like, yes, life is good. That's what acupuncture can do for you. Go to awpensacola.com. We only have about a minute left. If you have any questions, get them in real quick, 437-1620. 20 years you've been helping people. Yeah. You've been on this mission. Acupuncture now, you're marrying the East and the West. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of your day?
When a patient comes in and they forget their cane when they walk out.
Oh, nice.
Or I'll be honest, the other day I had a patient and we're treating her for infertility, and she has had numerous miscarriages at 6 weeks, and she is currently at 8 weeks, and she brought in a sonogram and the heart rate, and she was glowing.
Wow.
And so that's the days. Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
Literally, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the work
that you
do.
Because
Pensacola, you know, we have lots of stuff here and we have paradise, but you know, there's always room for new technology marrying with the thousands of years old, you know, proven, you know, evidence-based healing that can be brought to you at Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, awpensacola.com. Give them a call, 850-530-1028. They can go online and sort of fill some stuff out and get a consultation.
And email us and we can give them a call back. Yep.
Great.
Yep,
All right. No hassle, no problems. This is a way to change your life in 2025. Make the resolution. Go out and talk to Rebecca today, 850-530-1028, awpensacola.com. We'll be right back with more Pep Talk right after this. Thank you.
Thank you.